It's 13 minutes to eight. The long waiting list for people wanting to access the Fair Deal nursing home scheme has been condemned by campaigners. The Irish Times reported yesterday that more than 2,000 people are now on that list. This compares to 654 people in February. Alone, the charity that supports older people says the problem is spiralling out of control and having a knock-on effect on other parts of the health service. Sean Moynihan, Chief Executive of Alone, joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you remind us, first of all, briefly, what is the Fair Deal Scheme?
Well, the Fair Deal Scheme is where, when somebody is in need of nursing home care, that they give up a percentage of their pension, and some or most of their pension, and a percentage of their house in exchange for a place in a nursing home.
And when we say that in the region of 2,000 people, 2,100, I think, are on a waiting list at the moment, what does that mean?
Well, what it means is the government have actually established a waiting list in this area. To our understanding, it is the only part in the health service where there is no targets or goals to reduce the waiting list. So ultimately, we all know that we've going to have 400 extra over 65s every year, 20,000 extra every year, older people. So ultimately, is we need to create a plan in this area to deal with the issue.
And what's the problem then at the moment?
The problem at the moment is that the Fair Deal scheme is capped, i.e. there's a finite amount of money, and once the money's gone, it's gone. But in what other area of health, if you're deemed by a medical professional to need help or medical care, is it that if the money's gone in the middle of the year, you have to wait?
And it's as simple as that. But what happens then to the people who are on this waiting list?
Well, the actual service plan from the HSE is very vague. And what it says is about community services, and what it says is about families. So the pressure is back on families. But for the people Alone works with, an awful lot of them are on their own. So there isn't family support. So what can happen is people either are struggling on, where they have been deemed that they're unsuitable of community care, of living at home, or else people are in acute beds, which is what we all hear about,
and so it blocks up the system. So we're back to the same old problem.
Absolutely. We think that the situation is, I suppose, all people say is extra nursing home beds. I think it's a complex issue, and I think what we need to all sit down is have a look at other options as well as nursing home cares. The good news is only 5% of older people end up in nursing home care, and that can be reduced with community care, with community supports. Our experience from people we've worked with is with the right care and support, a lot of people can survive a lot longer at home, and also maybe creating other options, maybe that cost £1,000 a month rather than £1,000 a week, and that way we can cope with this issue. But what it needs is the minister to come up with some plan. We've been campaigning on this for several years. Everybody knows it's going on. So it's ultimately about mapping out the future, knowing that we've an ageing population and dealing with it.
Now, the new minister, the relatively new minister, has an awful lot on his plate. But have you been hearing anything from the department about all of this? I mean, what are they saying to you?
Well, I suppose we haven't heard anything directly from the department, but our experience is both good and bad. In the in good areas, as we've worked with an awful lot of people that have got community support and that have delayed for a long time going into nursing home cares, and then we've also had to advocate for people who are stuck in acute beds taking months to actually get a nursing home place.
And for these 2,000 odd people who are on the list at the moment, when is their situation likely to change?
Well, with the capped, I mean, again, I wouldn't have a direct answer for that. The Department of Health would have the outline answer to that.
Well, basically, it depends on when the money comes through.
It depends on when the money comes through. And if the money's all gone now, the way it works with grants, if they're all gone, you wait till the new year and the new allocation of funding. So at the moment, that looks to be what the situation is.
Sean Moynihan, Chief Executive of Alone, thanks indeed for joining us this morning.